This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
97.1 FM Talk. This is Wiggins America. I've been looking forward to all weekend our conversation with Nico Moran, who has been on the show before. So welcome back, Nico.
Happy to be here, man. Thank you for having me back.
So your time with Swan Bitcoin has been very valuable in explaining a lot of what, you know, this is a big world that we're talking about with finances, the way things are changing, and with digital currency in general and Bitcoin. And I, you know, Trump was in the news recently for saying, and lots of other people have said this too, but he, you know, he made some headlines recently saying, if I'm president, we will not allow a central bank digital currency. Now, when he said that, something popped into my mind that I thought, I think I know what that means, but I'm not exactly sure. So that's why I said, let's have Nico Moran from Swan Bitcoin back on to kind of explain, at least in layman's terms, what is a central bank digital currency?
Yeah, so a central bank digital currency is essentially, in my opinion, the government's attempt to maintain control over money. I think they see Bitcoin and the rise of other digital currencies as a threat to their system. And because Bitcoin is fully decentralized, they can't just really, you know, flick the switch. So what they're hoping for is to roll out these central bank digital currencies as quickly as humanly possible for them to be able to maintain the privilege of being able to create money for free that everyone else has to work for. So in the United States, we have multiple different payment platforms, whether it's Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Zelle. There's so many of them. And one of the arguments from the current administration as to why central bank digital currencies are necessary is to improve the efficiency of payments. I don't know about you, but all those platforms make payments extremely efficient in the United States. The real push for these CBDCs, again, is for the government to continue to try to hope to maintain control or their monopoly on not only the creation of money, but also the flows of money. Think about it this way, because these CBDCs have already been rolled out in mainland China. It would allow the government to essentially turn off your money at a moment's notice. It would allow them to install social controls. And essentially what that means is, let's say you behave badly in the eyes of the government, they could penalize you, right? Your money having an expiration date. There are so many reasons as to why a central bank digital currency is not only necessary, it could lead to so many abuses by government.
Okay, so explain to me, I think I follow you, but what I can't get my head around is that when I spend money now, so much of it is digital that I don't really get the difference between having a digital dollar versus having what this is, a central bank digital currency. Is this a new kind of currency? Because so many things I do are already digital anyway.
So you hit the nail on the head, right? It's like, wait a second, hold on. Like, I don't really have cash. I have, you know, my debit card. I have my account. Like, everything that I do is digital, right? You hit the nail on the head. Where's the necessity for this? Hmm. But to answer your question directly, essentially, instead of you having a relationship with your bank and your bank is the custodian of your money, you would essentially have a direct account with the Fed itself. You would have a direct account with the government itself. Essentially, the government would be the bank. And, you know, I think history has shown many, many examples as to why that would be a terrible idea. So essentially, that's what it would be. You would have a direct account with, with the government. You would have a direct account with the central bank. And essentially, they would function as your bank. They would function as your custodian. But again, it goes back to my original point. Why is that necessary? I don't really understand why that's necessary. We have efficient payments. We have private companies that are trying to tackle this problem. But my opinion, and this is actually a paper that was released a couple years ago, central bank digital currencies are a response to the adoption of Bitcoin. They're a response to the adoption of alternative platforms that the government doesn't control. The head of the European Central Bank, her name is Christine Lagarde, she calls Bitcoin and alternative currency, she calls them an escape valve. Central bank digital currency is the government's last attempt. It's like their Hail Mary attempt in order to maintain their control and their monopoly over money.
Interesting. Okay, so if Bitcoin comes out and we can say confidently, at least I think, that there is no inflation, or if there is, there's a very, very small sustained inflation with Bitcoin, with new ones being created all the time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is a deflationary currency, meaning about every 4 years the supply gets cut in half, meaning the supply that's being mined, the supply that's being actively put onto the market, that supply gets cut in half every 4 years. There's no other asset that offers that. If you compare that to fiat currency, there's an unlimited amount. Really, there's no limit to how much more money they can print, right? There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. And because there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, it creates absolute scarcity. That's why Bitcoin has been the best performing asset of the last 10, 15 years, because it's for the first time in human history, even if people wanted to mine more Bitcoin, get more Bitcoin, they physically couldn't because of the current protocol rules. If you compare that with gold, gold is pretty scarce. But the thing is, if the price of gold rises, the mining of gold also increases with it. If the price of Bitcoin rises, it doesn't matter. The supply stays the same. The amount of Bitcoin being mined, no matter what, gets cut in half every 4 years. And that creates a situation where you have the most scarce asset in human history.
So Nico Moran with Swan Bitcoin is on with us right now. So if you have a dollar or a Japanese yen or a government-controlled even digital currency that they're saying, hey, we get that there's some benefits to Bitcoin, we just want to make that a government version of that. But if they did, it wouldn't be as scarce. They would want to be able to print as much as they could, right?
Governments will never be able to do two things that Bitcoin offers, right? Number one is governments will always want to debase the currency. That's how they pay for the deficit spending. That's how they pay for things they cannot afford with tax revenue alone. So governments will always want to debase currency, and governments will always want to censor. They'll always want to at least try to control the money flows. And those are two things that Bitcoin offers that governments, even if they really wanted to, even if they promised, they could not help themselves but not to do those two things, right? So that's really the key determining factor. And we're heading into a future where people are going to have to pick and choose. And it's a little bit obfuscated right now, but it is getting included in the political discourse. As you know, you've seen Donald Trump mention it. You've seen Ron DeSantis. You've seen Vivek Ramaswamy. You've seen on the other side, you've seen RFK Jr. both mention that not only are CBDCs a terrible idea, but Bitcoin is actually a good idea. So it is being talked about in the political discourse. That will continue to accelerate in the next couple of years. This will be a hot button issue, I guarantee you, by election year 2028. And people are going to have to pick and choose whether they want to use a currency that is deflationary, meaning your purchasing power increases over time, or do they want to use a currency that is inflationary, meaning your purchasing power decreases over time. People have been convinced that for some reason your money has to lose value. That is not true, and that is what Bitcoin proves, and that's why governments are so scared, and that's why they're rolling out these CBDCs as fast as humanly possible.
Man, it's so interesting to stay ahead of the curve on this, because like you said, you know, this is something that the politicians are beginning to address now. You mentioned DeSantis. I was going to say his name too. Ramaswamy, I didn't even know he had talked about it. RFK Jr., great to hear that he is too, because I didn't know that. But they're talking about it, but you're right, it's not front and center yet. They're just sort of addressing it, which I guess is good that they are addressing the issue. But like you said, in 2028, maybe even beyond that, this is going to be something that will be affecting everyday consumers should they continue to push for it. Nico, I want to, before we run out of time here, I want to ask you just in general, can you give us an idea of why I've seen personally Bitcoin has risen dramatically in the last few months? It was kind of at a low, and I'm glad to say that I bought, I dabbled in it. I didn't really buy a lot, but I wanted to just buy some to say that I bought some, and I did so at the right time, and now it's gone back up. What is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reason for that.
Yeah, so it's infinity divided by 21 million, right? There's an infinite amount of dollars, but there's only 21 million Bitcoin. So, you know, as long as they continue to print, which they can't help themselves but to do that, you know, this thing's going to go up forever. It's meant to go up forever. And that sounds unbelievable, right? You see, you hear that, you're like, yeah, that sounds kind of weird, right? But just do the math. It's very simple math. Infinity divided by 21 million. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. And I'll break it down like this. There's roughly 60 to 70 million millionaires all around the world. If every single one of those millionaires wanted to buy just one Bitcoin, they physically could not buy one. There's not enough for them, right? So this thing is absolutely scarce. It will protect your purchasing power. It is not meant to be traded. It is meant as savings. Bitcoin is savings. So, you know, if you take a portion of your income, whether that's 10%, 20%, whatever you can afford, and you put it aside and you don't touch that thing, you know, Bitcoin will protect your purchasing power, protect your energy, your time, which is currently being stolen from via inflation, via currency debasement.
Nico Moran of Swan Bitcoin, man, I really appreciate your knowledge and your time and for being a resource for us on these topics. How do people find you if they want to connect with you?
Yeah, you could find me on Twitter, or I think it's called X now. You could go to @BitVault. And you can find me there, and you can hear some more of my thoughts. And thank you so much, Ryan, for having me on the show. It's been great, like always. Appreciate it.
Well, we will continue to connect with you when these issues come up, because I appreciate your knowledge on them. This is Wiggins America. We will be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.